Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Steve Harvey, and he's walking across this country to raise money for the homeless. He's on a mission to provide homeless Australians with backpack beds known as swag bags, and he's got one of these on his back right now. He's currently in sale on his way to Sydney, and we have him on the line. Steve Harvey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, mate. How are you?
I'm good. You didn't run into that bloke we were talking about then, did you?
No, I didn't, unfortunately.
Now, your story is an interesting one. You were a mine worker over in the West. You lost your gig, couldn't get any more work, and you felt yourself that you were homeless yourself.
Yes, exactly right. So I've been in mining for about 4 years, and I'd lost my job previously the year before and kind of got all down, depressed, you know, not being able to find work, and then got back in the mines and losing my job again. You know, I didn't want to get down and, you know, I wanted to do something a bit proactive. So I thought, what a great cause. I'm about to lose my home. So, yeah, I wanted to raise awareness for homelessness.
So you're in the paper this morning too. People might be familiar with the story. I think it's in the Herald Sun. So have you walked all the way, or you've had help right along the way, I think, haven't you? That's the way it's worked.
I've had help along the way. So I didn't walk the Nullarbor, which you guys were just talking about.
No.
So that cut off 1,400 Ks.
Oh, and, well, that helps.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
And I've had a couple of injuries, so you could minus a couple more 100 Ks. But I've walked about 2,000 at the moment. So.
And when did you start?
I started on June 15th.
And how much have you raised, do you think?
I set out to raise enough money for 100 backpack beds. That's 11,000. And I reached that target about 2 weeks ago. So we're sitting at about 13 grand at the moment.
Oh, good for you. And you don't have any money yourself, so how have you been getting by?
Well, I've generally just been relying off the generosity of the public. Trying to do it like homeless have to, they have to kind of live off the generosity of strangers pretty much. So it's I've walked into this with no money, and I've still got a full belly now. So the public's just been absolutely amazing with support for me.
Yeah, and how at the end of it, how will you actually purchase these swags and distribute them to the homeless, and who will get one? How do you work all that out?
So I'm teamed up with Swags for Homeless, so it's direct fundraising for them. I do believe that we are going to go halves with it, so I'm going to, so if we raise 100, so they were going to get 50, and then I was going to hand out 50 to people over in WA.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how it's going to work. I'm not sure how Swags are going to go about doing their side of it. But,
right.
Yeah, I know there's many needing people around the Perth and area. Yeah.
And these are literally a swag, a bed that you can sleep in if you are homeless, so you've got at least a bit of coverage for yourself. And you sleep in one every night, do you?
Majority of the nights, yes, I do. There's been a lot of offers for, like, accommodation, people saying, you can come, we've got a bed for you, you can wash your clothes and have a feed, and then, I kind of move on the next day. So out of 3 months, I've probably slept in about a month's worth, so...
Okay. And as I said at the outset, we find you where? Somewhere in Sale on your way to Sydney.
Yes, correct.
And do you find the... Is it enjoyable, the walking? Have there been any hard bits where you thought, oh, I'm going to give up, this is too much?
I've never done the I wanted to give up part, but there has been some very, very hard times, like especially at the start, because I carry about 30 to 35 kilos with me every day.
Yeah.
And so at the start, it was very, very physical. Especially when you get injuries. I've got an ankle injury at the moment.
Right.
But, I always push through every day. And then I've had a couple of really bad mental lows. Why am I doing this? Am I doing the right thing?
Yeah.
And, you know, because you're always on your own, you start picking on yourself a little bit as well. So.
If you would too.
So, yeah, but no, it's been a really great experience. I'm really glad I've chosen to do this, and it's something I can have with me for the rest of my life. So.
Oh, for sure. And what happens when you finish, when you get to Sydney? Do you try and get another job back at the mines, or the diamond mine in Western Australia, or where do you move to from there?
So once I get to Sydney, there's going to be a couple of events in Sydney. The local homeless group has chipped in from Perth to buy me home.
Yeah.
And then I've got a couple more, like, finishing fundraisers, welcome home events in Perth. But, mate, I've just got to try and find a house and a job and just start again, pretty much, so...
Good on you, Steve. Well, keep on walking, as they say, in a great cause. And it's a credit to you. You didn't just sit at home on your backside feeling sorry for yourself.
So, no, that's right.
And if we want to donate and be a part of it, can we do that as well?
Yes, mate. Yes, I'd love you to jump on my page. It's called Support Coast to Coast on Facebook.
Right. On Facebook, and, Support Coast to Coast.
Yes, and there's all donation links on there, and you can follow my journey and, see how I go day to day.
You look after that ankle.
No worries, mate. Thank you very much for having me.
Good on you, Steve Harvey, from Perth to Melbourne for the homeless.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.